For life.
Energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 9:13. Thank you so much. It's Namibia so hard and soul with the NSK. Shaquan not around. She will also not be around. That's on Monday. But either way, be writing it solo, isn't it? Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, we promised you a personality that is a newsmaker. Actually, you know what? She's the one that reports on the news. It's a personality that everyone in this country loves. Everyone looks to her, whether she delivers bad news, whether she delivers good news. People see her face and people are like, yes, thank you. If not Blanche, then who else? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please make some noise for Blanche Gorgeous. I'll see Blanche.
How are you, NSK, the voice box?
I'll stop it.
Thank you so much for such a lovely welcome. Thank you so much. What a Friday morning.
What a Friday morning. Is this your first time on Fresh FM?
It's my first time. It is her first time. I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the radio station. You know, as a news reporter, I have to check my competitors.
Yes, you have to.
So I should know what they are up to, so we can also up our game.
But you enjoy us most. You enjoy most what we do most.
I do, and I love the music. Yeah, I love the energy. I love the vibe.
Yeah.
You guys are really this bunch of young people. Yeah. I thank you for also taking me through your newsroom.
For
me to see the voices behind.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do like the vibe. I love the culture.
Man, Blanche, welcome to Fresh FM. This is a conversation that is, you know, It's been a long time coming. I've been following your career since my UNAM radio days. You know what I mean? I've been fanning you. Listen, this. Let me tell you one thing about me, man.
Uh-huh.
I am hardly a person that fans someone, because I'm the superstar most.
Yeah, you are the catch.
Yeah, I'm the catch. But in this case, I'm such a fan of you.
Oh.
I'm such a fan of your work. I'm such a fan of your poise, your just like your ladylike posture, your elegance. It is so incredibly professional. But Blanche, tell me something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up?
Thank you so much. Well, that's quite a mouthful description, but I grew up here.
Yeah.
All the way from Damara location.
Yeah.
Stretching through to Komazdal. So I grew up here. I schooled here. But before I came back to Windhoek, I think the first primary phase was at the farm. That side of Gobabis, Beitapos, side of Bloberg, to be specific.
Yeah.
So I'm an Oma's child, a granny's child. So I stayed like the first phase of my life there, schooled there.
Yeah.
And this poise and everything else that you described comes from her teachings. But coming to Windhoek, like I always tell my friends, that in Windhoek you either have to sink or swim. You either have to take a flight or fight.
Yeah.
Which one do you take? And I found myself in situations like that where I said, okay, let me concentrate on school. Let me be this good girl, but at the same time, let me have fun. Let me know what I want in life.
Mm.
And, you know, I know with us young people, when someone is that focused from a young age, people tend to think that, oh, okay, this one wants to be extra, but it's not about that. You can be serious and have fun at the same time. So my thing was, I just wanted to be who I am today from a very young age.
Yeah.
I knew what I wanted out of life.
Now, Blanche, did you already knew from, you say you were already focused, but did you know already? From like when you came to Windhoek, when you started doing your school, especially your tertiary, did you already knew from the beginning that you want to be a news person, that you want to be in the field? Because you started off as a field reporter.
Yes. You see, NSK, this is something that I hardly tell people. It's only my family who knew. From my nickname, actually, the name that my grandmother calls me. My granny doesn't call me Blanche or Cecily or all the names. She doesn't do that. My granny calls me Katiti Gomambo.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah, educators. Yeah, educators.
Like small thing who talks too much or talkative, small thing who is talkative.
Wow.
So you can imagine her calling me that, which means that from a young age,
already
I
saw
must
something.
Have been this talkative person. I was curious. I wanted to know, okay, granny, why are you doing what you are doing? You need to tell me. I need to know.
Yeah.
So, yes, I always say that I was born a journalist. I wasn't made a journalist.
Because, I mean, if especially your career as a field reporter, before you even got into the current assignment right now, field reporting means you have to hunt down people.
Yes.
Field reporting means you have to hunt down the story. You have to hound people. You have to call people continuously. You have to be there in the face to get the audio.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this little, you know, small girl from Windhoek, but, you know, with her oma's influence from Khobaba's, with a mic and with a camera in this big politician's face. How did you handle that stuff?
Well, a female also has its advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
But in this case, how I handled all of that was I needed to know what I want to tell the NBC audience.
Yeah.
That's my employer. I needed to know that I need to understand why are politicians doing what they were doing. So as a field reporter, when I started out NSK, I did mostly community, environmental and tourism stories, which meant that I had to travel this country length and breadth of this country and be within the community to understand their issues and to be sort of like the intercessor between the community and the answers that they were seeking from their elected leaders or those in offices. So, you know, media is all about holding those in power accountable or everyone accountable, especially in a democracy. So I really just had to see to it that then the stories are told, people's voices are heard. As you know, as media persons, we become the voice of the voiceless, and that role is something that I take very, very or extremely serious. So
one thing I know about you also is that you're very private.
Yes.
That you're exceptionally private. And I get that because with most media personalities, especially if you are that in front of the camera and so recognizable, it becomes a bit difficult to live a normal life, like to go out and you do all these crazy things. But what's your definition of fun, though? Like, what do you do in your spare time? Like, when you want to have fun, let loose a bit, maybe call the girls or the boys. I don't know what type of friends you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Invite me for a poiki.
Poiki!
And I'm
perfect. There. Perfect. You are my type of person. What? Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, my circle is quite small.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe myself as private, but yeah, it's probably the best word to use for now. But my circle is quite small. I know who my friends are. I know who I can turn to if I don't feel well or if there are some consultations to be done. But for fun, I enjoy private settings, or let me put it this way, interpersonal settings. Like I said, invite me for a poiki and I'll be there, but don't invite me to a club. I will I won't be there unless it's maybe not a club, but
like a private functions kind of it.
Then I'll be there. I'll attend. But if it's what do I do for fun, I do hang around with my friends. I would go to the mall. I'm out and about. It's just that I do not want to be in situations where people have to really, because whether we like it or not, NSK, I'm sure that wherever you go, you are associated with Fresh FM. Even if you decide to bump someone, before they even mention your name, they'll mention your employer.
Yes, true.
That's
Fresh FM's DJ.
Yes. I do not want to find myself in a situation whereby it's that reporter from NBC.
I don't
want that. So, but I do have fun.
It's no secret, Blanche, that you are Namibia's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
It's no secret that with that comes obviously a lot of attention from the opposite gender. What is the craziest thing that my gender has done in terms of just trying to express their love for you, express the fact that they have a crush on you. Have you gotten flowers? You know what I mean? Has someone sent maybe car keys to you, to your house? Or what's the craziest thing that has happened? Were you like, take your own?
You know, your gender is quite persistent, and it's flattering and at the same time annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
So I have received quite a number of gifts, but I donate also a lot.
Mm.
So when there's one gift I kept and I have it to this day, and it's the album by Toni Braxton and Babyface.
Ah, oh man. Yo, Blanche, we need to hang out, dude. Yo, which song is your favorite?
At that time, because I shared on social media that the song, one of the songs had quite a profound impact on me
on
at
you.
The time.
Okay.
I think I was going through a breakup.
Yeah, I thought,
So, yes, and then I posted that on social media. And then this person, to this day, I don't know how he looks like.
Hmm.
Bought me that album and left it at the gate. He inboxed me and said, I'm at the gate, but then I said, no, I'm supposed to go on air within the next 2 minutes. There's nothing I can do. Can you just leave it? Because I didn't know he wanted to. He just said, no, I'm coming to meet my favorite reporter.
Yeah.
And then I said, unless you are willing to wait, which is something that I know for a fact that people do have their favorites, and I always make it my point to greet those.
Of course,
I always make it a point to have those personal interactions when and where I can. I don't just brush off people, contrary to what many people think.
Yeah.
So I politely told him, I can't come out.
Okay.
And then colleagues from the gate just called me and said, Blanche, there's a gift for you here. And I said, I'll pick it up on my way home, on my way out.
Yeah.
So that's...
And you still have it. Can you believe it? She's not fancy, guys. You know what I mean? Your helicopters or your car keys is not going to do anything to her. She keeps it simple. It's 9:25 right now with the NSK. Shekwan, not around, but we're having a conversation that's with OC Blanche, your Namibia's sweetheart, if we may. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
At Milky Lane, we celebrate those big and small...
102.9, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 9:27 with the NSK and Shekwan. We're about to hit you with the weekend starter on a Good Friday with DJ Scott. But before we get to that, we've got a little surprise for OC Blanche. Blanche, so here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, you're Namibia's sweetheart. People really, really love you.
Thank you so much. I mean, and I love them as well.
Yeah,
I love and appreciate the support. You know, it's the little things that matter.
It really is.
That keeps us going.
Yeah.
Our industry is quite stressful, but then as soon as you get that text just the phone call from someone who follows your work and tells you you are doing great, keep inspiring us, or keep going, it really means a lot. It does.
Here's your motivation if you need it any bit.
Good morning, Jonas. On average, households in Namibia spend at least 17.8% of their income on serving loans they would have taken from banking institutions. At the end of last year, Namibian households held 64.7 billion in debt, and their income was slightly just above 88 billion Namibian dollars. This is Blanche Gorases reporting for NBC live from FNB. I thank you.
Did she nail it?
She nailed it.
She nailed it,
especially the seriousness.
Yeah, the seriousness.
In conveying the message.
That's Osilio Nora. Thank you so much, Osilio Nora.
Thank you.
It does not end there. It does not end there. I've got a lot here for you. Hold on, let me just find this one. Hold on. You think it ends there? We got you. Listen to this.
For NBC News, Branch Goddesses, NBC News, Vendu. But anyway, Branch Goddesses. How is the promised by your colleague Raymond Kikugutu? For NBC News, Branch Goddesses, then who?
That's a good friend of ours in Wobbush Bay, Chuanis. Did he nail it as well?
He nailed it as well.
Okay, cool.
The calmness. He's quite calm.
Because there's a technique there. There's a technique that you have. Yeah, there's a technique that you have, which is like legendary stuff, I promise you. Hold that thought, Osi Blanche. Here's Rivonia.
Okay.
Good morning, Fresh Family. Good morning, good morning. This is Osi Rivonia.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, good morning, Blanche Coro says. Osi, we love you so much, Osi Blanche. And I love the part where you say, Blanche Coro says, Vanduk. I love that part. Enjoy your day, Blanche Coro says. We appreciate you.
Mwah.
We are literally killing Blanche, guys. She's like, she didn't expect this. I've got
I wasn't.
I've got one more for you. Osi Joyce.
Uh-huh.
Blanche Coro says, NBC News, Vendor.
Oh.
You got fans, girl. Legit. How do you feel?
No, I feel loved. Yeah. I feel appreciated. Like I said, what a Friday. And the way it has started, I really have to thank you as well. So I know that, and I always try and tell people that it's not me. It's not about me. It should be about NBC.
Yes,
but
it
just so happens that people tend to listen to me more than anything else, than the message that I'm conveying. But thank you so much. Thank you. It's so overwhelming. I'm telling you, from young and old, there was even a time when last week when I removed my braces, then the lady, the receptionist at my dentist, she gave me some home-baked cookies,
nice,
saying that, I'm so proud of you. And I said, is it now? Because now I can eat everything, any and everything that I want. And then she also just made reference to the fact that, no, now you can smile wide on the news.
Yes. That is what we're talking about.
And this is an elderly lady. So that's why I'm saying I feel so loved and appreciated. And I don't take it for granted. I don't.
Osi Blanche, if there is someone or a couple of people that you love to use this opportunity right now to think, who would these people be? Perhaps people that gave you an opportunity, perhaps someone that believed in you. Who are these people? Because we see you, people see the next person on, like, they see you in the newspaper, you know what I mean? They see you winning awards, but obviously there's a system behind you, isn't it? There's a support structure there. Or there was a person that said, Lisa Mekant Handhanduni Ridang. Perhaps a couple of these names.
Okay. Apart now from my family.
From your family, yes, apart from your family.
And Namibians in general.
And Namibians in general, yes.
But you know, NBC is a collective.
Yeah.
So I'll always thank NBC for providing the platform as a collective. But if I'm to narrow it down to individuals, then I'm talking about firstly the director, then Director General Albertus, who is now who is now Namibia's head of mission to France. And for providing or for believing in me. I think there was a time when we just spoke briefly where he mentioned that I also went to our primary school, the same school that he went to, and I just looked at him and I was like, but how does he know that I went to ours? But forgetting that he was the director general who initially had to sign off the employment contract. But yes, that just goes to show the level of interest that someone can have. And that time I was just an intern, getting paid $50 per day, which wasn't that has never been my motivation. Money in this career, believe you me, it's not a get rich quick scheme. So Mr. Fry, Andreas Fry, my current news editor, as well as Doubt Freeze. You know, these are industry veterans that we hardly hear about, but go back to their catalogs, if I'm to put it that way, or to their archives. They quite have rich CVs, especially during the time of apartheid, if I'm to put it that way. So they were the ones at the forefront of telling Namibia's stories or telling the injustices that Namibians were facing. So that's that. And then extending it outside NBC, there's Christoph Maletsky, the current CEO of New Era.
Yes.
There's Jonathan Biakas. When I was doing my articles at the Namibian as a student, he was the one supervising me. I remember my first article that I wrote, he scratched
out
everything.
A lot of things.
He scratched out everything and said, I don't want to use the exact language that he used that day, but he was just like, do not involve yourself into stories. Tell the stories.
Yes, so that's
it has been a long journey, and there are quite a number of people that have who have shaped who Blanche Koreses is, and of course my day-to-day interactions with my colleagues, and I make it a point to learn about new things through all my interactions. Believe you me, if you want a review from this interaction of ours, I'll give it to you. But I'll give it to you after I've sat down, maybe in my car or at the office to
properly.
Say, yes. So there are quite a number of individuals who have helped me, who served as a springboard for me to be who I am today, to be on your screens.
So we are in the business of giving people their flowers, especially at Fresh FM, especially
so
on Fresh
much.
Breakfast. You are an incredible professional. You are clearly an incredible human being. And from our view, from where we stand, we really just want to hand you your imaginary flowers. What are your favorite type of flowers? Is it sunflowers? Is it no but lilies or what is it called as a namuga?
Yeah, no, I love lilies.
You love lilies, okay.
I love lilies. And I also love the aloe vera plant.
Aloe vera plant.
Because that's what my surname means.
Yes,
and it's a medicinal plant. So
yes,
I'm a healer.
Yes,
if
yes,
I'm
you
to
are.
Put myself on that pedestal, I would say I'm a healer. And that is why I love the aloe plant a lot.
Yeah.
Which is also a plant in Bantuki as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Blanche Koreses. One to look out for. You think she's done? No, she's not done. She still has a lot to do. And I have a feeling this little person here has so much ambition, the size of this whole continent. And we'll be keeping an eye on you, OC.
Thank you
and we
so
wish you all
much.
So well.
Thank you so much. And I'll make sure to represent.
Asabi.
Like South Africans would say, I'll represent my country wherever I go.
Asabi. So. That's the spirit. Stick around for DJ Scott. This is Fresh FM.
This is your wake-up call.
Yo, Akashay Kwan in the building.